Father, we thank you once again for a brand new day, a day of grace and mercy, a day of peace. We pray today that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for this time of prayer. We pray that you would guide us and inform us. Keep us on the path that pleases your heart. We pray for every single person that joins us today, live or listening to our stream, that your grace and love will be sensed and felt to the ends of the earth. Even as we look to your heart for your guidance, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin and trespasses and iniquities that is available to us on this day. We thank you, Lord, that we can be cleansed and refreshed, made new once again. You will cleanse us from all unrighteousness because you promised, and we claim that promise for ourselves and for all that will humble themselves before your throne on this great day. So we thank you for waking us up, giving us a wonderful season of rest. Use us for your kingdom's sake, to the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. We present ourselves knowing that we need you. We are a needy people. We expect, O God, that all of your promises are yea and amen. And all of our needs are met by Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, good morning to you. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. You have a powerful connection. And today is Thursday, January the 6th. Oh, how time flies. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so, and we thank you and do welcome you to our program today. We thank you for joining us on this day. Today our theme is Following the Spirit of Truth. And there is such a spirit, and he is the third person of the Trinity. We have the Father, we have the Son, and we have the Holy Spirit. And he is the Spirit of Truth. And today we are taking a look at John chapter 16, verse 13. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and verse 13. And I'm reading the Amplified Version, and it says, "But when he, the Spirit of Truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole, full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future." Well, what a wonderful promise that we have. And it's a promise that is being fulfilled even these moments as we speak and we gather around the wonderful adventure of prayer, that he, the Spirit of Truth, he's a truth-giving spirit. And he is none other than the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful to understand that he is not an it. He's a person, full-fledged, and he has an assignment. His assignment is special, very special. He is our teacher, and he guides us into the fullness of truth. His assignment is to convey what the Father says to those that are humble or humbly listening with an ear to hear. Because our Father wants us to know. In other words, he wants to show us things to come. We're called to be informed. Imagine that. And that is why we seek our all-knowing God, because we know so little. Praise the Lord. Well, once again, thank you for joining us, and I trust that your joy is full on this Thursday, the 6th of February, that is. I'm sorry, I said January. Forgive me. Time is going so fast. And we thank God for being alive and involved with time, but it continues to amaze. But anyway, thank you for joining us. And I do have your connection and open, your line open, so that you are able to share with us something that the Lord has given you for this moment, a praise report or a prayer request that he has placed on your heart, that he wants us to lift back to him. And there's so many things that we can thank him and praise him for. We've just come through, it feels like a full week already. Of course, there's another couple of days to go before the week is completed. But we've had two major snowstorms already this past week, or the equivalent of a week in terms of days. And how'd you make it? Well, you made it by the grace of God, I'm sure. And we thank God for bringing you through. And I trust that you are safe. You haven't had any injuries or anything. You're just doing fine. I know I am, and I thank God for it. I do feel a little bit sore and as it relates to the muscle structure from doing a little bit of shoveling and some other very physical work. But other than that, I'm fine, and I thank God for that. Okay, our focus today, our prayer focus, is following the Spirit of Truth. And we just shared the scripture with you from John 16 and verse 13, how we're being led by the truth-giving Spirit, and he comes to guide us into all truth. I won't go over that again, but that's where we are, the Gospel of John 16 and 13. Well, today, the first item on our agenda, and I just thank God for the operation of his Spirit that leads us into all truth. I was so quickened for us to pray today, this morning, and we'll do that just about now, to pray for the safety of all of the people in the city of Sochi in Russia, and that's the venue for the Olympics, excuse me, which begins in a few days. And we know that the enemy has plots, and the enemy is not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have athletes that are going to a venue just to display their skill and entertainingly so, and just have a wonderful time. in the watching and participating in the soaring of the human spirit. Of course, Satan wants to use that venue to display his skills and his mission, his assignment, so to speak. So we want to pray for the city of Sochi and all the surrounding areas, and for the safety of each and every athlete and each person that is going to view or attend that event. So let us go to the Lord in prayer right now. I believe God wants us to intercede for that, so that there's safety and no tragedy. Just like we prayed for the Super Bowl event, and God answers prayers, the prayers of all of those that are around the country that were praying for that event. As you could see, the enemy was suppressed. It didn't mean because nothing happened that he wasn't there and available. No. It's one superior force, an authority, putting down a lesser force and authority. And Satan is the lesser, because God is all-powerful, almighty. Praise the name of the Lord. So we call on him today. Almighty God, we come before you collectively. You've awakened us up. You've wakened up your team, your force in the earth, those that are being led into truth, all truth, and those that are being also schooled and educated as to what is to come. We thank you for each person that's live with us, and for those that will be listening to our stream at whatever times. Father, we lift up the Olympic event before your throne. Father, we know that you know in advance. You see around the bend and around the corner. You know the future. And Father, we already know, because our eyes have been open. Our ears are sharp, and we know that the enemy has plots. And we pray right now that you would restrict, you would overrule and rule over those that are outside of your kingdom, that are in the dark. We come against those evil spirits, the dark forces that have plotted to steal, to kill, and destroy. And we pray for your protection for every person, athlete, every person that is a spectator, everyone that lives in the city of Sochi, everyone that's living in the areas round about. We pray for the transportation systems, that no harm, hurt will come to those that are part of that great event or moving towards that great event and its location. We pray for the law enforcement community, Lord, that have been dispatched by those that are in authority in the country of Russia, that their eyes would be so sharp they would be able to discern and detect every evil movement and suppress it in the name of Jesus. Nothing will escape their attention that is designed to be malicious against life and liberty, so that this event goes forward. And even so, as we watch and admire the soaring of the human spirit, that we would praise you for what you've done in creating us, giving us the spirit of excellence. So we thank you, and we bless your name on this day, even as that event opens up, that peace, your peace, reigns, and no devil and his plot will prosper, because we're commanding now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that all of Satan's weapons be removed, taken up, and he flees in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer. Well, that's what we do on this program. We pray those things that are of concern to the Lord. And so we pray way beyond our own borders, way beyond the walls of our particular dwellings. Because God rules over the entire earth. Imagine that. Okay. Well, that's one item that the Lord had placed on my heart. First thing this morning as I awakened and meditated before him, I just felt the burden to pray for that. What's your burden? What's on your heart? What's moving you on this wonderful day, the 6th of February? What's moving you? Share that with us. God may have placed something specific on your heart for us to gather around in agreement today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise his name. Praise his name. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory
to
you,
Lord.
Thank you for this.
Yes.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes, sure. That is clear.
Dealing with some new phones, so I just wondered. Well, I just want to piggyback on what Sister Christine was going through yesterday.
Okay.
And it's not just, and just to give her some consolation, that it's not just her area and her work. The enemy trying to come in, even the most 500 companies and stuff. So Stefan was through some situation around the same time, 2 days straight. That the enemy just trying to come into the group that he's working with and just trying to raise his head up. But those things that we need to pray for, regardless of what position of you hold or what kind of job you hold, the enemy going to rise up anyway because he doesn't want you to succeed. Now, my request was, I noticed that even the best of us, Pastor, pray for mind renewal, that we'll be transformed by the renewing of our mind, because even the best of us, the enemy is trying to attack our mind.
Of course.
He's trying the mind of saved or unsaved because of what you hear and see going on. It's because the enemy has made the mind a workplace, his workplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking over the mind of the people. The bad things that's going on, the evil things are going on, you know, it's that it's not the person, it's the enemy that took control of their mind that they're doing all these things. And even us that's saved, sometimes he try to put all kind of little things in our mind that, you know, is not of God. So we have to put the mind, pray for the mind. That we have to renew this on a daily basis. to take on a new mindset and go forth in Him, regardless of what's going on around us, whether it's the weather or whatever. Just the mind, renew the mind. Renewing the mind.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Florence, I hear, thank you for sharing that burden with us. I hear you loud and clear, and I think you're speaking for each and every one of us. It takes discernment to really see and have some in-depth understanding of what you just shared. What I would like to ask you to do, I hear it really coming from your heart. I would ask you to take that on and lead us in a prayer for exactly what you just shared. It is true, and God is leading us. Again, our focus today is following the Spirit of Truth. And this is an excellent example of what we're talking about. This declares and affirms what we already know, that is that we are in a constant war. And that war is, there's no letting up in the war.
Yeah.
The war is without any kind of lull. It's on every second, every moment. And for us to be watchful is important, be conscious of that every moment. I heard someone said, a great man of God said many years ago, he said, when the phone rings, whisper a prayer before you pick it up or press the button, as the case is. Back in those days, there wasn't any button to press on a personal phone. You were either at a phone booth or at your desk or answering your landline. But now, before you press the button, that's how critical this is. You don't know who or what's on the other end and what's getting ready to come. So you whisper a prayer. And I thought at that time, in my level of relative immaturity at that time, I thought it wasn't a bad idea, but man, it doesn't call for all that. Well, it does. It does. It does. You hear a knock on the door. Before you open, you whisper a word of prayer. Lord, help me. And so, Sister Florence, would you lead us? I think the spirit of what you said encompasses all of that.
Yes.
God bless you. Would you take us to the throne of grace? Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. I'm looking at a beautiful prayer of mind cleansing and clarity. Father,
amen.
God, we just in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless your name this morning, oh God. We lift your name on high this morning. You're worthy to be praised. We lift your name on high, oh God. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, oh God, in our right mind, able to move around and have our being. Father God, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we according to John 14:13-14, to wash our minds with the blood of Jesus and clean all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritually or naturally, oh God, and to open any doors need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us each and every person and have prayed for today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, and clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to your word in John 16:23. Father God, we just bless your name this morning. We give you all the praise and glory and honor that you so rightly
praise
deserve.
God.
You said, oh God, in Romans I think it's 12:1-3. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we ask for a transformation of the mind this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just bless your name because the enemy is trying to take control of our mind. We know you are our strength and our source. You are our strong tower. You say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, God, we know we are covered with your umbrella, and we ask you to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, keep us safe in our minds. Transform our mind. Let us take on a new mindset, oh God, and go forth in your word, looking to you who's the author and finisher of our faith, oh God. We just bless your name this morning because you're worthy to be praised, glory, and honor. We bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you because we're able to move around and have our being. We're able to get up in the morning. Come on this prayer line, come together as one body, thanking and praising you for your goodness and your mercy. And we thank and praise you, oh God, for everything that you are doing in our lives and that you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now, and we thank you for what you're going to do. And we just bless your holy name this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, give us a new mindset. Be transformed. Our mind, oh God, that we would take on the work that you have for us to do and go forth without wondering, doubting your word, because your word is true and it will not come back void. So let us go forth in your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to say a quick word.
Yes, welcome.
Good morning. That was the exact word that came to me while you were speaking. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So I just thank God for confirming his word. I thank God this morning.
Praise the name of the Lord. Just want to affirm all that has been said and prayed so far. What just came into my mind is the process by which our mind is renewed. I find, and I don't think I'm exclusive or extra special in this regard. I believe this is God's dealing based on what I see in his word. We want to be and become more and more contemplative. And what we mean by that, let us become more focused on the Lord, meaning think of his word. Let his word live in us and dwell in us. And as we go from moment to moment, we will see, hear, and observe things that the Holy Spirit will then point out to us, teaching us more of what we need to know. And this can go on all day long. It doesn't mean that you're aloof and you're not involved in the day-to-day hands-on necessities. It just means that you're in a greater depth of being all day long. You hear things and you will, the Holy Spirit will quicken you that you will hear what's behind what you heard. You'll see things and the Holy Spirit will quicken you where you are able to see what's behind what you saw. And all of that, you know, it's like being in a classroom all day long. And so you'll find that you're just learning and learning and learning, and your mind is being renewed because the things you used to think and the way you think about them, you're now thinking and understanding in greater depth. And this is how the Holy Spirit works with you. The Holy Spirit is not a Sunday morning person and event. You know, he's with you all the time. And if you just allow him to teach, he's the one that's the Spirit of truth. And he leads us into the whole and full truth. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. And it's also humbling. Because, you know, we think we know much more than we do. Yeah, I'm speaking for me. Maybe that statement applies to you as well. Yeah, we think we know more than we do. And that's okay, because against that fact that we don't know as much as we think we do, it's then we are able to discern the action of the Holy Spirit, knowing that He must be teaching, because I'm seeing and hearing and discerning some stuff that I didn't know that I could know. And then, you know what you do? You put your finger, your index finger, over your lips, and you go, shh, because you can't tell everything you see and hear. See, God is learning, or you're learning, that God is learning how to trust you, because you don't have to tell everything you know. You don't have to speak on everything you see. And that's what Jesus' mother did, Mary. After they encountered him at the temple, after he stayed back while they were gone in a 3 days journey at home and found out he wasn't there with them, they thought he was with one of the families in the crowd. No, he wasn't there. He was back at the temple in Jerusalem, still conversing with the doctors of the law. And so they go back, found him sitting right there in the midst. And she must have wept like this. Well, boy, what's the matter with you? Why aren't you with us? We've gone 3 days' journey, and here you are still here. And he replied, he said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? And the scripture says that he left and came with them. And there's a verse that you could almost read over and not recognize its importance. It said that Mary kept those things in her heart. Yeah. She kept it. She mulled over it. She meditated. What does it mean? And I'm sure she received tremendous revelation as she turned that over and over and over, the events and the comments, over and over in her spirit. And as she did that, it informed her more and more of who her child really was and intended to be. And that's how we do it, as we run into truths. Our minds are renewed and transformed. God leads us into things by His Spirit that we didn't know before. So, thank you, Florence, for that insight and prayer request. And this is what we're after. That's why we seek Him every day, every morning, Monday through Friday, as we're doing, because we want to learn of Him and learn His ways. And the Holy Spirit is the one who's a teacher. We can't even just simply read and discover. We have to take these things to heart. And going back to what Christine shared with us on yesterday, if you just think about that, you know, We cannot occupy the position that others who don't know the Lord occupy, or even some that know the Lord but don't have the understanding, don't have the revelation. They know truth, but truth without light is just truth. But when light is shed on it, it becomes revelation, and you understand. So now, those who have heard her prayer requests and heard what was said all around that, is that when you go to work or wherever you go, you are not by yourself and you're not on your own. You're representing the kingdom of God, and you're to function consciously in that mode. And once you wake up, God gave you a chance to sleep for a minute But the war was still going on. So when you wake up back to the war. You went to bed, the war was going on. You wake up, the war is still going on. But you're waking up in victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May the words of our mouth today be acceptable in His sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Quicken our hearts. Quicken our minds. Quicken our minds. Yes. Illuminate the truth so that we will have ongoing revelation. Revelation that we had not had before. Hallelujah. Even as we listen to the news, Lord, help us to see and to see through. Hear and to hear through. Understand and to understand in depth. So we can praise you as we see your goodness and your greatness. And how we need you every moment of every day. Thank you, Lord, for showing us by your Spirit the truth.
Yes.
So that when we speak in agreement with you, with heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless
the
name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
So wherever we go today, whomever we speak with today, again, remember every word, every step, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. How many times my wife and I were somewhere, and I'm just totally amazed at how true that is. God will have us show up at the right time, at the right place, for the right opportunity. Just like we're guided there by a GPS, you know, ground positioning system. Yes. So the Holy Spirit is our GPS. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the GPS. I really do. I remember back in the day, we would be adventurous and try to find some place out of the way, and it would be so stressful because we're trying to go by some direction someone gave us or read a map or something. Now it's painless. Just put in the destination address, just dial it into your GPS, whether it's built into your car or you have it on your smartphone, it doesn't matter, and it just guides you. It just tells you. Went to our nephew's place this past Sunday to a little Super Bowl get-together. He invited us over. We had never been to his place because he newly moved there. I just put in the address in the GPS and humbly you hear what I'm saying? Humbly pay attention, listen to it. And we were guided right to his door. But you see, if I wasn't humble, if we weren't humble, and said, well, you know what? We know what the address is. We haven't been there, but we're going to try to find it. We don't need to listen to that. Guess what? We'd probably still be circling in this town trying to find it right about now. But we had to humble ourselves and just listen. And just do everything it says. When it says turn left at so-and-so corner, as we get to the corner, then she repeats herself. And I say to my wife, she's trying to say, can't you hear me? Turn here. What a wonderful thing God has done by giving us His Holy Spirit. And He is the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
Well, praise God. And we thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. Get ready for the adventure. It's an adventure. It really is. Even when you see a giant, well, you have 5 smooth stones and a sling.
Pastor.
5 is the balance of truth. Yes, you're on.
Pastor, before you close out, we'd like to lift up one of our sisters, Sister Michelle Lewis.
Yes, I was thinking of her.
She's going through a lot right now, just physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. She went into work, and they had to send her back out. So just lift her up. She's very heavy on my heart, and I can imagine what she's going through since she's a single person trying to support herself. We lift her up, and that God will... Oh, Jesus, God would give her a breakthrough right now. Because she did try to go to work. I think she probably worked for a week and they had to send her back out. And her doctor, she's still not finished with her treatment, you know. But let's go up this morning before we go off, please.
Father, we remember among those that we have been praying for and believing you for their full recovery and healing. Michelle Lewis, we remember her in particular right now. And Father, we don't know what that feels like to be in her particular position right now, but we pray that your divine supernatural strength will light upon her right now in the name of Jesus. At this hour, 6:43 a.m. on this Thursday morning, that your Holy Spirit, your healing power, your power to make whole, to renew, to quicken, to add life, will touch her and light upon her right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, oh God.
Quicken her mind. May your peace overflow her. Overwhelm her. Peace that she will be okay. Peace that all her needs are met by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And we pray that those that have her number would give her a call or send a text.
Yes, it would be better to
We probably a text would be better.
Yeah, chemo week, so she's a little weak, so text her, please.
Yes. Yes. Well, we thank God for healing and for bringing her through. She loves the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for joining us this week. And every step that you take, find you smiling. Great joy in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the Lord of peace shall give you peace over life and peace. The Lord be. If 2 Thessalonians 3. Hallelujah.
in the name of healing, Name and healing. Hallelujah. Worthy is the man. Worthy is the man.